Today, President Obama gave a thumbnail history of surveillance in the U.S., starting with Paul Revere. He briefly mentioned NSA leaker Edward Snowden, not favorably. He acknowledged mistakes, but defended programs even as he announced his much-anticipated reforms to the NSA's collection of bulk data. He spoke about the challenge of collecting data that can be used to track down terrorists while also understanding the potential for abuse.
I believe critics are right to point out that without proper safeguards, this type of program could be used to yield more information about our private lives and open the door to more intrusive bulk collection programs in the future. They're also right to point out that although the telephone bulk collection program was subject to oversight by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and has been reauthorized repeatedly by Congress, it has never been subject to vigorous public debate. For all these reasons, I believe we need a new approach.
Today's lengthy speech at the Justice Department came after an NSA review panel that the president appointed made several recommendations, including that the government should no longer be allowed to hold metadata. Joining us now, NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, just your overview.
Well, the president agreed with his review panel that the government should no longer be in the business of warehousing that vast trove of telephone records for virtually every American. But at the same time, he said somebody ought to keep that data because it is a useful tool in tracking potential terrorists. So what he's asked his attorney general and others to do now is spend the next couple of months trying to figure out who might hold that data if it's not going to be the federal government. And he acknowledged that's going to be a difficult task. The phone companies don't want the responsibility of keeping the data themselves. If you just set up a third party, that might be sort of a proxy government without all the legal constrictions. So it's not an easy task, but he wants somebody other than the government to be holding that data. In the meantime, he's also said that before the government can go out and query that database, before they can actually start tracking some person's telephone traffic, he wants the special FISA court, the surveillance court, to give the green light, so an additional level of judicial scrutiny. And he wants to limit the breadth of any of those searches. So instead of looking for 3 degrees of separation from a potential target, the government would only look at 2.
Okay. Take a look for us at what the president said about surveillance of foreigners. The whole speech seemed to be a combination of a little bit of apology, but a little bit of defense. So what happened when it came to foreigners?
Right. He acknowledged that, you know, there's nothing in the Constitution that necessarily grants the same kinds of protections to foreigners that American citizens or people in this country enjoy. At the same time, he tried to reassure skeptics in other countries that, look, the government is not listening in on your phone calls just at random. So what he will ask is that, again, his attorney general and others in the intelligence community try to come up with some guidelines that would limit the way the government does surveillance of non-citizens in other countries. And in practical terms, what that might mean is limiting the kinds of information they look for and how long that information is held. But not a whole lot of real specific reforms called out there. One thing he did say, though, is under a presidential directive being issued today, the government will stop eavesdropping on the private phone calls and communications of heads of states in friendly countries. So Angela Merkel's phone won't be tapped anymore, neither will the president of Brazil.
He did apologize. He said, you know, that the U.S. maybe went too far spying on foreign leaders. But if I'm paraphrasing here, but seemed to say that the U.S. will still spy on foreign governments and not apologize just because the U.S. happens to be good at it.
and just the way they try to spy on us, exactly.
Right. What about other recommendations from the panel? We're thinking of the privacy advocate. It was suggested be added to the FISA court. What did the president say about some of the other recommendations?
Right. There were more than 40 recommendations that the panel made, and there were some that the president stopped short of accepting. One, as you mentioned, is that privacy advocate. This would be someone to sort of argue against the government when it seeks permission from the surveillance court to go after some kind of information. He didn't advocate a routine privacy advocate before the FISA court, although he did say he'd like to see a panel set up to help that court deal with novel questions of law. And the panel would include privacy advocates, but also technology experts and others. Another recommendation of his panel that he stopped short of adopting was to have the same kind of judicial review for what are called national security letters. These are basically subpoenas that the FBI uses to gather records from commercial companies and others. His panel had recommended that kind of request for information should get a judicial okay. The president said he's open to that if Congress wants to go that far, but he didn't propose that himself.
Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent. We should mention the president did mention Edward Snowden. He said he was thinking of reforms before the avalanche of revelations, but he didn't seem to mention him kindly. He said security still depends on fidelity. So I'm sure that will be taken up and parsed over the course of the day. Scott, thanks so much.
My pleasure.